With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A central Montana coal mine that cut about 20% of its workforce last month has reached an agreement with environmentalists and state regulators that's intended to avoid a major shutdown. Today's deal comes as declining coal markets leave the future of some mining companies in doubt. A state review panel recently rejected an expansion permit granted in 2013 for the Bull Mountain mine that threatened halt operations. The agreement gives the Department of Environmental Quality 6 months to reanalyze the expansion and whether it would harm area water supplies. Today, the state agency that oversees child abuse and neglect services challenged parts of an audit of their work released last fall. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In front of a legislative panel today, Child and Family Service Division Administrator Sarah Corbley acknowledged truth in most of the audit. It raised problems with inconsistent documentation, limited oversight, and a lack of management information. But she disagreed with the findings, saying the number of child abuse cases over the past decade has not grown, and that the rising case numbers are not the main problem within the division.
The number of investigations carried by the average Montana child protection specialist is 4 times the number recommended by the Child Welfare League of America.
She said until workers are given more reasonable caseloads, the division will continue to have high turnover in staff, a consistent burnout in employees. An audit division spokesperson said the big problems within the division are rooted in investigation organization and an outdated case management system from the 1990s. Corbley says an updated case management system will be in place by the end of 2016, but problems within staffing may take longer to address. She said Montana lags behind neighboring states when it comes to pay and workload expectations for its child welfare caseworkers. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Federal wildlife officials are considering new protections for fishers, small fanged predators that live in remote old-growth forests in the northern Rockies. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said today that it will conduct a 12-month review to determine if the northern Rockies fisher should be protected under the Endangered Species Act. The agency rejected protections for the cat-like animals in 2011. Officials changed course after receiving new details on the accidental trapping of fishers in a 2013 petition from advocacy groups. Wildlife advocates say the species historically occupied a western range that stretched across parts of Montana, Washington, Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming. They're now limited to an area along the Montana-Idaho border. The fisher remains relatively abundant in parts of the Midwest and New England. The owner of the water system that serves the city of Missoula has sold it to another company without the approval of the State Public Service Commission. This despite a court ruling that gives the city the right to buy the utility for a little under $90 million. PSC spokesman Eric Sell says the Carlyle Group on Friday sold Mountain Water Company with two water companies in California to Liberty Utilities for $327 million.
And that's unprecedented in the state of Montana. No private utility has been purchased without PSC approval. So we were surprised, to say the least, about this transaction.
Later this afternoon, Sell said that the Public Service Commission has now asked a district court judge to reopen an earlier proceeding in which the city of Missoula challenged Liberty's attempt to buy the water company. Attempts to reach Liberty this afternoon were unsuccessful. In a statement, Missoula Mayor John Engen said, quote, "The supposed sale has no legal effect, and the city of Missoula won the condemnation case to buy Mountain Water and has the court order to prove it." Engen says the city expects the water system will be in Missoula's control soon. A federal judge has ruled that Idaho's regulations for trapping fur bearers in northern Idaho violate the Endangered Species Act by allowing the occasional capture of federally protected Canada lynx. The decision released Friday in U.S. District Court requires Idaho to, within 90 days, propose a plan that protects lynx in the Panhandle and Clearwater regions. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game says it's reviewing the ruling and couldn't comment today. State lawmakers are trying to improve mental health care treatment for young people. One idea they're looking at would link how much counselors or mental health care providers get paid to how well their patients do. Edward O'Brien reports.
Sue O'Connell says mental health performance targets exist but still aren't common. O'Connell is lead staff for the legislature's Joint Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee.
For example, there's a pretty standard treatment protocol for a disease like diabetes, and it's easy to tell if a physician is following that protocol. but there's often less agreement that one specific treatment route is best for a specific mental illness, and that can make it harder to institute performance measures in that area.
Members of the Joint Legislative Committee heard this week from representatives of three states that are using various approaches to improve mental health outcomes and, when possible, better hold the line on costs. Jim Fitzgerald of the Helena-based Children's Mental Health Agency Intermountain urges the committee members to focus on quality patient care above the bottom line.
I am concerned that we turn children into a commodity and measure the things that are always easiest to measure, length of stay, dollars spent, those kind of things, without looking at the very complex nature of how children become seriously disturbed and how we have to get involved to intervene with that.
No action was taken on the proposal, but the interim committee must issue its findings on children's mental health outcomes before the start of the 2017 legislative session. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines' guest at tomorrow night's State of the Union address will be coal industry advocate Jason Small. Small is the president of the Helena-based trade union Boilermakers Local 11. He's from Busby and a member of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe. In a press release, Daines called Small a strong leader in the fight against the Obama administration's, quote, devastating anti-coal, anti-energy agenda. Small says it's important to send a strong message to Obama about his, quote, job-killing regulations. Small will watch the State of the Union address from the gallery in the House of Representatives. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.